T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Is it, you know, disappointing to hear that some of your big guns aren't available on a given night in the bullpen?
I think that's how the game works. I mean, that's
you're out there playing with a tear in your elbow.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You're playing with a tear in your elbow.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how the game's always been, or, you know, since I've been playing. So when the guy's down, the guy's down. I mean, there's nothing I can do.
And Jim Salisbury poking a little bit last night after the game.
Yeah. The pit bull.
Yeah, it's frustration among even the scribes for the Phillies. We're back. Marks and Reese. You know, Kyle Gibson, who made the start last night, he's going to join us at 3 o'clock there, Ike Reese. The Phillies have a great thing that they do every year that raises money for charity, and we'll tell you about that because he's going to come on and tell us about an item that he has that involves him. So he's going to come up at 3 o'clock, and I want to know what it was like in the clubhouse last night after a game like that. You know, how deflating was it? And, you know, what's the secret to kind of picking yourself up and forgetting about losses like that? So we'll talk to Kyle Gibson coming up at 3 o'clock about that. Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, shop the home team with Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. As I quickly try to scramble to pull it up, what was the question today, Jack?
Who do you blame more, the manager or the players, basically?
What do you say?
I blame the manager.
Really?
Do you believe Joe Girardi is holding back the Phillies, or is the roster just not good enough? 72% say Girardi's holding the roster.
I don't think Girardi's doing a good job, and I don't think that he's made any type of a difference, but this roster is also not good enough. Right? Like,
it's good enough to be a playoff team. I believe that. They haven't been playing up to their level. Or to their potential. I do believe. I can't go from saying this was a playoff roster before the season started to saying, no, this isn't a team that's good enough. They may not be playing well enough. That's the factuals there, that they aren't playing well. But I'm a little bit in the middle there. I don't know if Girardi is holding them back. He certainly isn't doing anything to help. But the roster, I do believe, is good enough. It doesn't mean that they don't have weaknesses and areas that they can improve upon, but the majority of this roster is good enough to make the playoffs.
See, I agree with that too, right? But it's also like, who do you blame more, Girardi or the players? And you're right. Like, there's plenty of blame to go around. How about Dave Dombrowski, the GM? I know he didn't create a lot of this mess, but look at the bullpen. Well, this is Dombrowski's bullpen, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's brought in a lot of these guys. It hasn't worked. So he deserves
he gets
a lot
some of
it.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
He gets some too.
You know, Kyle Schwarber's batting what? I know he has a lot of home runs.
So he has two. What is he at? 203.
JT's batting 234.
Ridiculous.
Well, Castellanos is the bigger issue for me right now.
Castellanos hasn't been great recently.
Yeah, he's down to 255.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. Yeah, Real Muto, he came up last night. He got a sac fly. Runner on first and third.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get a double there and you clear the bases. The inning feels a little bit different. He's hitting seventh in the lineup, JT Realmuto.
He's supposed to be the best catcher in baseball, and it's not strictly because of his defense. He's supposed to be an offensive catcher. He's not playing up to his capabilities. You mean to tell me if JT Realmuto, who's a all-star catcher, was playing at the level he should be playing at, Kyle Schwarber hitting the ball with a little more regularity, you know, his power numbers, the home runs, RBIs, that stuff is okay, but the average is terrible. You know, if these guys were playing, and Rhys Hoskins,
yeah,
who's looking for a new contract seemingly every year, If he was playing to his level, this team would be better than they are. And you know what? You wouldn't have Joe Girardi in a position where he has to be Casey Stengel.
Moving the lineup around.
Yeah, like. So, you know, it's sometimes you need one of these or a lineup that there needs to be little tinkering done to it. Right? And it doesn't minimize or lessen the manager's IQ on the sport and his knowledge about the sport. It's just the more you have to tinker with the game, I believe most managers get exposed. There are very few managers that can tinker with the roster, the lineup, switching guys here, there, this, and that, and the other, and still be successful at it. This sport is a unique sport in the sense that the players almost have to police this thing themselves.
You're right.
Their talent carries the sport itself. The manager, that's why he's a manager and not a damn coach. He's there to manage it. Usually the players, that's why we say, okay, the 09 team, Girardi didn't have to do much. And no offense, I love Charlie Manuel. And he brought what he brought to the table. But a lot of people would tell you that lineup in 08 and that team in 08 was almost foul proof.
How many times did he have to tinker with that lineup?
Right.
Maybe like one guy tinkering with one guy to get him going.
Of course, there's always going to be one guy in the lineup that you have to mess with a little bit.
Not every guy except yes. Bryce.
I mean, he went through the first 25, 30 games with a different lineup in there every day.
Yeah. Schwarber's now 6. Segura's 5.
Yeah.
Boehm actually is settling in at 2. Rhys Hoskins, your prototypical leadoff hitter. You know, Camargo is your shortstop because Didi's been a terrible signing.
Yep.
Right? Like, Roman Quinn's your starting center fielder. Like, this is the best we could do. Roman Quinn?
For now. Yeah, for now. I can't wait for Mick to get here.
Yeah, and then we'll be yelling for him to get sent to AAA. Yeah,
give it a week, and everyone will be out on Mick.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll have 2 good games early, and then he'll go 0-25 with a lot of strikeouts. And Jack will be personally hurt.
No, I'll be all right. Well, I won't be all right.
Every team has a bright spot in there somewhere. and Mickey can be that bright spot.
All right.
I'm just here. 240 with like 8 home runs.
That's all you need.
That's all we need out of center field.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
I don't want people expecting a 300 hitter in old Mick.
Yeah, right. You just can't have a hole at the bottom of your lineup, which you have with Roman Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's go to Bill in Summerdale. Bill, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I got a quick 10-second ice rink story. I was walking in the Defra Mall maybe 15 years ago with my son. He was about 15 years old. And Ike Reese is standing there. You don't expect him to be there eating ice cream.
Ah.
I said to myself.
By myself?
You were by yourself.
Ooh, boy. That doesn't sound like me.
And I said to my son, I wonder what he's doing here. In his cocky way, he said, Dad looks like he's eating ice cream to me.
Well, Renee might have been in a store shopping or something like that, and Ike was waiting for her to get out. I don't know.
Yeah. I am lactose intolerant, too. That is true.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about
that. That's why I wouldn't. No, never mind.
Why do pitchers need 8 pitches between innings? Is that a rule?
Jack, why don't they just come right out there and start firing without warm-up pitches?
Well, because that's not... You can't go from zero. That's not what they do. You got to warm the arm up.
Got to warm the arm up a little bit.
There you go. Bill.
There you go.
I understand that, but then you got a guy in the bullpen who's been warming up for 5 minutes. He's got to come in and take 8 pitches. I mean, what does it matter? He just walked. He came in 200 feet from the bullpen. He's got to warm up again. He's warmed up for 5 minutes.
You're basically saying he already got the warm up in. Why he just can't start pitching?
Yeah, I mean, if he's so worried about pitch count, I mean,
well, you know why? Because guys like Joe Girardi don't get him up early enough, and they actually need those pitchers on the mound to get their arm ready. You know what I mean? Like last night, he was like, oh, I guess we're going with Nick Nelson. Aren't you thinking ahead to where if you take the lead? Like, if it's a tie game. Thank you, Bill.
Well, he already knows who's not available.
Right.
And he knows who he had used prior to Nelson.
Well, so he's looking at the lineup, and he's saying, I have a bunch of right-handers. I don't want to put Alvarado in there.
Mm-hmm.
And but he Jack, he thought Sir Anthony pitched the day before? Or
no, he knew Sir Anthony didn't pitch. He hasn't pitched since Sunday, but he said he threw a lot of pitches, had a lot of up and downs, so that's why he didn't. It wasn't just 11 pitches that he pitched on
right.
Sunday, which he's technically right about. But it's still not that many pitches. It's still 11 pitches.
See, that brings us back to the whole baseball players of today.
Yes.
Right? It brings us back to that whole thought process, you know, while some former baseball players, won't say which teams, no name, none of that stuff, but former guys aren't necessarily high on today's guys in the way that they're used, because everything is more about protecting the pitcher's arm as opposed to pushing these guys to see what – pushing them to do the unthinkable, or pushing them to push themselves, right? Their arm may feel a little tired one day, and they're like, okay, I went 2 days in a row. I shouldn't maybe push it through three. Well, who knows? Maybe you can get through 3 days of being able to do it. I've never understood this. It's pitchers from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, maybe even the 90s, but 90s had a lot of different stuff involved with it, so I'll just leave those guys out. But when guys look like stick figures, right, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and these guys, yeah, they had whips for arms, man. I mean, the way they threw the ball and how many innings they pitched and how many times they went out there to for relief appearances or save situations. Today's athletes are supposed to be better.
Better, yeah.
Medicine.
Better equipped to be able to handle
to
and
do
recover.
That. And yes, it's almost like baseball is the only sport where it's going the other way. Football and basketball, they're playing longer. They come back from injuries faster. Baseball, it's almost like we've gotten to a point where we want to protect them more versus when they were 20 pounds less and, you know, 30 years ago, these guys didn't have any problem pitching the amount of innings they pitched.
Well, now, where football and baseball have actually both gotten similar is with football, they reduce practices and they don't hit as much.
True.
They think that trains the body, just like they think pitching less trains the body to stay healthier. When I was always the belief, the more you threw, the more your body would be able to get adjusted.
That's what Mitch – I've always heard Mitch Williams say that. I've always heard L.A. say that, to where they feel like they need to be on more of a schedule than – more of a rest. Like, I understand that you...
And all that rest can actually, and trying to ramp up, is what causes injuries probably.
I'm fine with Joe Girardi trying to protect his relievers and not using the... Like, if you're using your relievers 3 days in a row all the time, all right, that's probably too much.
Right.
But like...
But everyone... But
yeah,
this is the time where you got to make an exception to the rule.
Man, you got to put your closer out there last night. He's got to be available.
Yeah, you got a chance to steal the game. Because Bryce gave you that opportunity by hitting that go-ahead home run in the top of the ninth. You got to say to yourself, you got to go to Knable and say,
I need you tonight,
big dog.
If he says no, then just get, fine.
Yeah. No, he says no, out.
Yeah.
Right. I want him out.
Yeah,
yes.
No.
I need a guy when I go to you, Skip, you need me? I'm in. Let's go. Yep. Let me see what I got.
No, Mitch said it the other day when he called us. Larry said it many times, to where it's just like they're figuring they're pitching every night, unless it's like, all right. Like, L.A. had said that when Boston traded for him, I guess, way back, the Bagwell deal, that he was either warming up or pitching for like a month straight every day or something. What was the story, Jack? It was like, not fair. Like, they won't pitch him. Joe won't pitch him 3 days in a row?
Yeah, I don't get it. It's the philosophy. That's what
it
is.
It's the philosophy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And Joe says that he's worried about October, and he's
hey, Joe,
like, dude, you're not making it to October, Joe.
It's gonna be green October, Joe, not red October.
Well, they're gonna be rested in October.
I'm just saying it. If he keeps this up,
the only thing he's worried about is our golf games in October, making sure they're fully rested for that.
And here's the other thing. Here's a piece of advice for you, Joe. I don't care if you burn their arms out right now, because some of them shouldn't be here during the trade deadline. So maybe we move some of these guys at some point.
Well, and if his starting staff wasn't then giving them good innings, I would get it. But their starters are going deep enough in games to where it shouldn't be that big of an issue.
No, exactly, Jack. If these guys were going, and I know Gibson went five innings last night, it's not like it went two and a third. It's not like that these guys haven't been – this bullpen should be rested. They haven't logged a lot of innings compared to what I've watched in the past, some of this bad starting pitching. Let's go to Benji. Benji's in Mount Airy. Benji, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
Benji?
What's up, Benji?
Calling in. That game last night was just – it was terrible. Like, Nelson should have never been in that inning. And in that at bat against Swanson, he missed on that double. It was a double, right? He missed middle in, and JT wanted it away. Like, he needs to be out as soon as that happens. And the only reason we were even in that game, Bryce had four RBIs yesterday. Like, he's carrying us through all of this. Mm-hmm. Like, why? I don't understand why Girardi is still even here.
Well, Might not have to worry about that for long. I'm wondering, right? Because the Phillies have to, and appreciate the call, Benji. The Phillies have to hear this noise right now. Or maybe they've shut their ears off to it. Because the only time you get a firing in the middle of the season is usually if they hear everybody from the outside calling for the firing.
And you
most owners don't fire coaches or managers in the middle of a season.
No, and you were saying this yesterday. Either the owner, the GM, whoever, gets a feel for what's going on in the clubhouse and what
right.
the guys are saying. And I'll say this. It doesn't seem like the guys have a negative opinion on Joe Girardi, but it certainly doesn't seem like they're rallying around them or this. Like,
no, well, that's clear.
It seems like kind of when you hear Joe talk after the game, it seems like that's just what it's like in the clubhouse. Just very like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it starts with the manager. Can we hear more Joe after last night's game, Jack? I know you had a bunch of Joe Girardi. Here's Joe.
Where was Sir Anthony or Alvarado?
Alvarado was available. Sir Anthony was not available. Corey was not available. Familia was not available. String of right-handers they had. Nelly had just thrown the ball extremely well. So
Nelly.
I mean, we were short, really short tonight in the bullpen.
Yeah, don't use Nelly. Please don't use Nelly. Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
Oh,
Mikey.
Nelly.
Yeah.
Was Nelly a Yankee before?
Well, he actually was.
Oh, he was. Yeah. But did Girardi manage him?
No,
he didn't. Right. I knew he used to be a manager. I don't know if he managed him. Because, you know, like he has the connection to the Yankees.
Sure.
If he managed Nick Nelson, he'd be the closer. I mean, like if he knew his kind of stuff, he would be a way bigger role than what he has.
So here's another issue. And I know that there are right-handed batters. Doesn't Alvarado throw 100 miles an hour? I know that like he's probably the last guy you want to put in there. But he does throw 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And Nelson's going out for a second inning.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's being paid to be a guy that's supposed to be a high-leverage reliever. At least that's what I thought Alvarado was supposed to be. You're not going to use him? You're bringing Nelson in for a second inning over that? Man. That looks bad. Josh and Ben Salem. Josh, what up? How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
All right, Josh.
What's up, Josh?
So, I'm kind of on Ike's side with this. I feel like Joe Girardi should be fired. But that's only going to change so much, in my opinion. And this is more than the players. I mean, you look at last night, there's three prime examples of that. You have JT striking out with the bases loaded, Roman Quinn with the missed fly ball in the outfield, Norwood with the blown save. I mean, all that is on the players, and I feel like Joe Girardi is only holding them back by a little bit.
Well,
yeah, and he certainly isn't adding anything that helps the team, Josh, right now. That's probably a bigger issue. And I think it's his philosophy and the whole binder Joe thing doesn't sit well with a lot of our fan base. You want to see a guy who's won a World Series, who's coached the New York Yankees, have a little bit more of a gut feel for coaching the game, for managing the game. Right, you would think like, man, I thought we were getting an upgrade when we got Joe Girardi here as a manager, and it's been very disappointing for what two and a half years now.
Yep,
that Joe Girardi's been here.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the kind of like Doc. He was supposed to be the difference maker.
Yep,
and he hasn't made a difference at all.
Yep. Isn't that ironic? Then he won his title the year after Doc won his.
Oh, the See same that? Guy. They're the Spider-Man man. Except Doc at least like gives us something to talk about with his
right, right.
I mean, Joe almost got there last night. He gave a little bit of a Doc answer.
Can we hear it? It's just with Zalecki?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here.
Hold on.
Yeah. He got
a little bit.
All right.
A little testy.
Yeah. I want to hear that. Go ahead.
Sir Anthony had. I think he didn't pitch yesterday, but 11 on Sunday. So why he wasn't available?
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay.
He needed another day. I mean, he's had multiple innings, and sometimes it'll go down as one inning, but it might be an out for one guy, one inning, and then he goes back out. You know, I consider that a one plus. So he wasn't available.
I've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Trust that.
There you go. Maybe the Flyers can hire a guy that won a championship in the early 2000s.
John Tortorella.
Meanwhile, the Lakers still can't hire a damn coach. So impressed with Darvin Ham, they waited four more days not to hire him still.
He's a finalist.
Great.
Yeah. Sure, he appreciates just not having the job,
yeah,
L.A.
Just hanging out there in the air, yeah.
What exactly?
Inspiring hire by the Lakers.
Scotty Bowman still available for that? But the poor Flyers fans that are...
Hey.
Yeah. Interviewing. The only reason I would want Tortorella hired is for content. We could actually play him.
Oh, yeah.
Getting mad.
Love to have him here.
Yeah. That's awesome. Jeff Northeast.
See if Howard tries him at a press conference.
Yeah. Oh. How would Howard react to him?
Howard's talking about the third line mix up that Tortorella made.
Or is they're interviewing Barry Trotz too? Another they just recycle these coaches in the NHL.
At least Barry Trotz won a championship 3 years ago.
He did. Did Tortorella not win a cup? He just make it to a cup?
I have no idea.
He did. 2004 Tampa Bay Lightning, perfect.
Oh, great!
He won a championship almost 20 years ago. Exactly what the city likes to do: bringing the guys long after they've been good coaches. Tortorella fit right in. This is awesome. Joe Girardi. Who can the Eagles hire next?
No, the Eagles are fine, man. Leave them alone.
Mike Holmgren available to bring back?
We ripped and made fun of their coach last year. He's at least made it through that. He's proven himself.
The
now.
First part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Jeff in Northeast Philly. Jeff, got 90 seconds. Go ahead. How are you?
All right, I'm going to make this quick. It takes so much for me to call. I called, I don't know, 15 years ago. I'm a school teacher. I'm on break now, so I have the time. But I'm also at every game.
Oh.
I'm a fan. I'm a worker. And I think there's two people getting a free pass. And losing the game the way they did last night may be a blessing in disguise. It's great to see Harp. I was freaking out at 11 o'clock at night when he smashed that. But I learned 40 years ago. Never to slide headfirst. I hope you don't think I'm being nitpicky here, but guess what? That game Sunday when I left the ballpark, and that ballpark was acting like we won Game 7 of the World Series, and that nitwit slid into first base. That game would have been over in the ninth inning. And guess what happened again last night? Camargo, Hoskins, and Realmuto in that win Sunday gets a free pass. Camargo did it again last night, sliding into first base. I learned a 10 to 12 hardball. You don't slide into first base ever unless to avoid a collision. Guess what? People were acting like that was Game 7 of the World Series because they beat the Dodgers when that game should have been over in the ninth inning.
Yeah, we got you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm more interested in what happened in the ninth inning last night than.
I agree. I think the main problem with the Phillies is they slide into first base.
That's one of the reasons, Jack. One of the reasons. 215-592-9490.
I always thought it was pretty cool.
You know, I think it gets too bad of a rep. I think it shows you're trying hard.
You know what I mean?
Is Odubel the number one seed for sliding into first base as a Philly in recent memory?
Yeah.
He loves sliding into first base.
Reese did it out of pure anger at himself, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does look cool when they slide into first base.
Yeah. It never works.
It never works, no.
No, and you can only pop your shoulder out, but
you break your fingers or your thumb, wrists, things
cool.
like that.
Looks cool. It does. Looks like you're hustling.
Looks like you're trying. Which is all we want in this city. I wish all the players dove into first base.
You know, all the kids on my daughter's softball team, they run through second base and third base like it's first base, and you're trying to explain to them, like, no, you can't run through third base like that. They're like, why?
It takes a couple years for them to get that.
Because they don't. Because you can't. 215-592-9494. Kyle Gibson made the start last night. Joins the show coming up next. What's he doing for the Phillies Fantastic Auction? And what was the mood in the clubhouse after the loss last night? Does he still believe this team can win? All that with Gibson coming up next. Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, BetMGM's the king of sportsbooks, and they unleash the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets and risk-free tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.